This morning I sat outside drinking a cold cup of coffee and staring into its earthy brown water, and I thought of the ocean. I think about the ocean a lot. Sometimes I'll just sit there with my eyes closed, and if I just allow myself, I can pretend that the traffic going by are the waves rolling in, that pulse, that very heartbeat of the earth. Now, here in central Minnesota, I'm about as far away from the ocean as anybody could possibly be. But the ocean is a part of me. It's something deep within. It's something that calls me. The smell and the taste of salt in the air, the way that it kisses your skin in the breeze. But the truth is that it's part of all of us. It's not just the backdrop of our lives. It is life. It's breath, it's rhythm, it's mystery, it's 70% of the earth. It's every other breath that we breathe, given to us by creatures that most of us will never see, but shape everything that we know. It's forests of kelp that dance like the aurora with the changing tide. It's darkness that we could never begin to fathom. It's metropolises of coral. It's whales singing across the ocean. And it's easy to forget that the ocean is not just some distant realm. It's not another world. The life within it are not aliens, no matter how strange much of it might seem. It is our world. And it's in peril. Rising temperatures, collapsing food webs, industrial fishing, deep sea mining, microplastics outnumbering the stars in the Milky Way. But this is not the part where we give up. This is the part where we act. Because we can. We can protect marine sanctuaries. We can amplify indigenous stewardship. We can fight for policy that values ecosystems over profit. We can support research and education and restoration. We can reduce our damage. And above all, we can foster awe. Because people protect what they love, and they love what they know. And I believe all of this because I believe in wonder. I believe in the work of scientists. I believe in the power of people who care enough to notice and ask questions and fall in love with a sea slug or an octopus or a whale song or just that feeling of salty air on their skin. So today, World Oceans Day. Here's my ask. Do something. Learn something new about a marine creature, especially the weird ones. Oh God, I love the weird ones. They're spectacular. They're brilliant. Just you can support organizations that are fighting to protect the deep. We can start conversations. You can ask good questions. Chase your curiosity. You can ask me things. I would love to talk to you about the ocean. And when you feel overwhelmed, maybe intrigued, maybe heartbroken, sit by the water. Even a pond, even a puddle. Just let it remind you that all water is connected. And so are we. The ocean's still alive. It's still breathing. It's still the most beautiful thing to have ever existed. Let's be the kind of people that fight to keep it that way. All right. Thanks.